news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you made it to Friday, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings, that flash flood watch in effect. More details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start to our Friday morning so far. The Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort, no delays. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. As you're traveling from the 1065 split for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, light traffic so far. Next Saturday night, June 15th at Mobile International Speedway, you'll see the Outlaws and the Pro Trucks with the Sportsman, Pure Stocks. They'll even have kids bike racing, spectator racing, and two-car chain racing. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Glad to have you here. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So the weekend is here. And if you end up doing a honey-do this weekend, right, moving junk, when you could have been doing something else, you missed your opportunity for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Well, at least for this week. What about next week? What about having train the crew come out, get that work done for you quickly, efficiently? And you know what? If the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was, that's on them, not on you. They're going to quote you a price. That's the price they go with, however big the job turns out to be. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Give them a call today. 6:09 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Especially on a Friday, right?
Everybody's lucky to be able to see me on a Friday. It's extremely casual
Friday. That's called Powerball right there. It's jackpot.
It's casual Friday. I don't know. Do I have anything? There's no breakfast on the shirt, is it? All right.
We're a little foggy out there, but good to see you
here too,
either
yes.
way. All right. Good morning, everyone. Former Chief Justice Roy Moore making headlines this morning, but it's not for what he did. It's his former attorney. 39-year-old Trenton Roger Garmon arrested Wednesday night on charges of driving under the influence and for possession of drugs. Former Senate candidate's lawyer was booked into the Etowah County Jail about 8 p.m. He was arrested by Gadsden police and charged with driving under the influence of controlled substances, second-degree possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. If the name sounds familiar, it's because he worked as an attorney for former Chief Justice Moore during his run for the U.S. Senate last year. Right now, though, he's being held in the county jail on bonds totaling $3,000. And get this, Sean, this was not his first brush with the law.
You don't say.
According to a lawsuit filed in January, Garmon actually sued the Alabama Department of Public Safety after the department suspended his driver's license. In that affidavit, it calls him, quote, or I should say he calls himself a, quote, safe and competent driver, and says his last at-fault wreck was in 2003 when he backed into another vehicle in a bank drive-through lane. I want you to think about that for a second. Okay.
Well, you can get trapped in those things.
Correct. I mean, if you've got somewhere to go, okay. Garmon says that in that document that he never injured anyone in a traffic accident. In that same affidavit, though, he has been arrested in 2018, charged with driving under the influence of Florida, where he says he, quote, was literally taking a nap on the side of the road. Closer to home, the teenage driver at the wheel of that deadly Robertsdale accident on Tuesday may be charged with criminal charges. You'll recall two teenagers passed away as a result of their injuries, and a pregnant woman actually went into early labor. Robertsdale police say they do not believe that drugs, nor alcohol, nor speed contributed to this deadly accident. The crash happened at U.S. Highway 90 and County Road 85 in Robertsdale. Accident involved a Jeep and a Toyota Highlander. Inside that Jeep were six teenagers. The driver was the only person, listen to this, the driver was the only person who was wearing their seatbelt. That person not only survived, but they also didn't sustain any significant injuries. The pregnant woman has been identified as 27-year-old Taylor Baxter. She's from Robertsdale. Thankfully, she successfully delivered her baby. Both mom and baby are in stable condition. The two teenagers who passed away have been identified as 15-year-old Desmond Minter and 16-year-old Robert Sellers. The other teenagers remain in stable condition. The investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Just sleeping, right? Sleeping.
Right.
Sleeping. Okay.
No, literally. Sleeping.
Literally. By the way, I have a...
As if.
I have a story coming up as we're going into weekend two. It's going to be pretty rough weather. I don't know how many people will go out, but weekend two of Red Snapper season. Story about a Florida charter captain arrested for boating under the influence. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Yes. Wait till you hear.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile homeowner is in critical condition this morning after he was shot as he confronted someone rummaging through his car. Happened on Spring Grove West early Thursday morning. That's off Jeff Hamilton and McFarland Road in West Mobile. Police believe the shooter was rummaging through a car when he was caught in the act by a man who was leaving for work.
Connect to somebody. I want you to just touch somebody because there's power in unity.
A candlelight vigil was held last night for a teenager killed in a crash in Robertsdale. Those who knew 15-year-old Des Minter wrote messages on posters, lit candles, and released balloons in his memory. Police say Minter was a passenger in a Jeep that ran a red light and crashed into an SUV. Des and another teenager were killed. Travelers can now fly nonstop from Pensacola to the New York area. United Airlines launched daily flight to Newark International Airport yesterday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
The Blues win in Boston. The Eagles lock up their quarterback for the next few years. And the Atlanta Braves signed a new starting pitcher. Quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 in Game 5 in Boston to take a 3-2 series lead.
Down here in Boston.
And you can hear the Boston fans not very happy with officiating
debris
last night, throwing lots of things onto the debris. Ice. Fortunately, hockey players wear helmets for the most part, so they didn't have to worry about getting hit with that stuff. Blues goalie Jordan Binnington made 38 saves. Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron both scored for the Blues in the win. Now with one more victory, St. Louis can win the franchise's first ever championship in Game 6. That'll be in St. Louis on Sunday night. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles locked up franchise quarterback Carson Wentz yesterday. The Eagles and the second overall pick from 2016 agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension that will run through the 2024 season. ESPN reports that the extension is worth $128 million with a max value of $144 million and an NFL record of more than $107 million guaranteed. Since joining the Eagles, Wentz has passed for over 10,000 yards, 70 touchdowns, and 28 interceptions in 40 career games. In MLB free agency, the Atlanta Braves and starting pitcher Dallas Keuchel came to terms on a contract yesterday. Yahoo Sports' Tim Brown reported that Keuchel's deal is worth $13 million for 1 year. Keuchel, who won the 2015 AL Cy Young Award, went 12-11 in 2018 for the Houston Astros. He also made two postseason starts and had a 3.6 ERA. Yesterday, before the news that the Braves had signed Keuchel, they lost to Pittsburgh 6-1. Freddie Freeman hit a homer for Atlanta in the first inning, but after that it was all Pirates. Pittsburgh hit two home runs in the second and then added three more runs in the eighth inning. In other games, Milwaukee got the win over Miami 5-1. San Diego beat Washington 5-4. Colorado beat Chicago 3-1. The Cubs. The New York Mets beat San Francisco 7-3. St. Louis got past Cincinnati 3-1. In the American League, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-2. Minnesota beat Cleveland 5-4. Tampa Bay got the win over Detroit 6-1. And the Red Sox finished a sweep over the Royals with a 7-5 win. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors currently lead the series 2-1 and would put the Warriors on the ropes with another win in Oakland tonight. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr announced that star forward Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover from a right calf injury. But swingman Klay Thompson is expected to return after he missed Game 3 because of a hamstring injury. Kerr said that Durant still just isn't ready, but that there will be no restrictions on Thompson, but that the medical staff will watch him closely to see how his hamstring responds. On the PGA Tour, Keegan Bradley shot a bogey-free 7-under par 63 yesterday to grab the lead at the RBC Canadian Open in Hamilton, Ontario. A group of 5 golfers are 1 shot behind Bradley, and a group of 8 golfers 2 shots behind the leader. Most of the big names are sitting out this tournament while preparing for next week's U.S. Open, but Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are playing. Johnson made 6 bogeys yesterday. He had to rally to shoot a 71. Brooks Koepka shot an even par 70. He is currently 7 shots behind Bradley for the lead. Round 2 starts this morning. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, now working any accidents. State troopers do have one. They're moving out of the roadway northbound Highway 45 at Chachula Georgetown Road. A single vehicle accident without injuries. Trying to get a record there now. Beyond that, it's been a good start with no major backups or delays. Just some showers near the Loxley area. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile. Looking for new technicians. Auto body technicians, it's time to upgrade to Bay City Collision with good conditions and good pay. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. 80 at our studios now, but only forecasted for a high around 85 today as the rain showers obviously keeping things cooler, but had some bumpy weather yesterday. Had that signature on radar showing a tornado, at least showing some rotation. That was an issue for southwest Baldwin County. Cleared up pretty quickly, but Dr. Bill reminds us could be severe weather on and off for the next couple of days as these rain showers and thunderstorms make the push off the Gulf inland. Get more details from him in about 12 minutes. Right now, it's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Hey, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. 6:21 on your Friday morning, unaccompanied immigrant children may soon be housed at Fort Benning. Officials from the Department of Defense and Department of Health and Human Services, they toured unused property at the Georgia base, which is being considered as a temporary housing when it comes to as many as 5,000 unaccompanied immigrant children. This is coming to us according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, Maelstrom Air Force Base in Montana and Fort Sill in Oklahoma, they're also being considered as potential housing sites. Last year, DHS provided services for more than 49,000 minors. Typically, children are held in DHS facilities until their sponsors, which are usually family members, can be located. They are required to provide food, shelter, and care to the children in their care. DHS confirms that approximately 13,200 minors are being held in federal shelters. That's as of this week, and the average length of stay is 48 days. You touched on the weather a little bit, Sean, and there's the question, are you weather ready? And I think about the families who are traveling during this time of the year, of course, because kids are out for summer, maybe you have a few extra vacation days. So if that sounds like you and you plan to travel, especially in the central portion of our state, heads up, according to the National Weather Service in Birmingham, because they are predicting tornadic activity over the next few days. Now, forecasters, they are saying that in that area, there's a potential to have storms which are spinning and could spawn into a tornado relatively quickly. So they want you to be weather aware. Thus far, over the last 2 days or so, there have been several trees that were snapped. One roof had some damage to it. National Weather Service, they have not confirmed that a tornado actually touched down so far, but it's just a great reminder for you to be weather ready, especially if you're in an area that you're not familiar with. The Storm Prediction Center says that there is a marginal risk of severe weather, which covers a very large portion of our state this weekend. But they say the possibility of tornadoes, even though they're low, they want you to be aware. Of course, Dr. Bill, he is the meteorologist that we always check in with, and he'll join us in a few short minutes to tell you what you need to know about today and the rest of the weekend. I know we had a major pool party that was scheduled for the basketball team, and they've had to reschedule that because
everybody out of the pool.
Everybody get out
of the pool.
So just be mindful of that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I should not like when pool parties got shut down in the summertime, or when we were told after eating the birthday cake or whatever, we had to wait 30 minutes before we got in the pool. And yeah, I just walk around, like, just circling the pool, saying, "What? How long has it been?" "It's been 3 minutes, Sean."
Aww.
"Mom, how long has it been?" "It's been 7 minutes, right, Sean." "But I want, can I?" "No, 30 minutes."
Mm-hmm. I was that mom, though. I remember. I think
30 minutes. Remember, you had to stay out 30 minutes.
When the kids went from 5th to 6th grade, you know, they had this massive pool party, and I saw lightning. You know, it may have been a few miles away, but I said, "Get out."
Why? No, you're doing the right thing.
Oh,
but I remember being that child.
But I'm not trying to win friends, and I think that's okay. I gave you a ride here. You can walk home if you
don't
like it.
That's right. So y'all remember, just stay out of the pool.
Stay out of the pool.
625 FM Talk 106.5. Sad news coming in yesterday. For you want to talk about Northern Gulf Coast flavor in the music world? Dr. John definitely in the spice rack there. New Orleans musician who blended musical styles from hoodoo infused. Hoodoo-infused stage persona, along with kind of a rock and roll meets Creole vibe, just really a unique sound. And one that wasn't just part of our music lexicon here along the Gulf Coast. He went national with that sound. More on that from Bill Michaels from Westwood One.
Dr. John was a six-time Grammy Award winner and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had a top 10 hit with Right Place, Wrong Time.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Dr. John played with the Grateful Dead, appeared with the band and director Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz documentary, jammed on the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street album, and collaborated with countless others. In a statement released through his publicist, the family said Dr. John, who was born Mac Rabinek, died, quote, toward the break of day of a heart attack. They did not say where he died or give other details. He had not been seen in public much since late 2017. In the statement, the family thanked all who have shared his unique musical journey and request privacy at this time. I'm Bill Michaels.
And what a loss. I've interviewed that guy a couple times over the years in past incarnation in the rock and roll world. And it's just, he would talk to you like that. I mean, not even on the air. He'd be like, and you referred to him. It was very strange. Mm-hmm. You'd say, even off air, Dr. John.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, okay, we'll do this on the air, but, you know, I'll call you back, Rabinet. He was Dr. John all the time.
How much do you think he influenced that New Orleans sound? Because it's such a cool sound.
To kind of do a musical analysis here, I don't know if he influenced maybe artists going forward, but he was the product of.
Mm.
But he was the kids like to use the term mashup, right? He was an original mashup. He could take that New Orleans sound, that Creole sound, mix it with what was happening in rock and roll. And you can say that same thing. You could even look like a band like Little Feat, right? Little Feat that has such a great southern sound, a great coastal sound. Those boys are from California, right? And they came in and they got enough of it that it infused their sound. Dr. John was born at it, you know, and so he heard all that. I remember from the years talking to him, he heard all that growing up, and then that just kind of became that. And then he was listening to rock and roll and put it all together, and it was a real talent.
And this is the second loss for those in New Orleans, a big loss, a major chef. You know what I'm talking about.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Travelers can now fly nonstop from Pensacola to the New York area. United Airlines launched a daily flight to Newark International Airport Thursday. Flights depart each afternoon at 3:30 and arrive at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You will no longer see vaping advertisements near schools in Alabama. That is one of several changes affecting e-cigarette retailers after Governor Kay Ivey signed new regulations into law. The law also outlaws vaping in schools and stops manufacturers from advertising e-cigs as a healthy alternative to smoking. Alabama is moving forward with this lawsuit to block illegal immigrants from being counted in the 2020 census. A federal judge ruled the state and U.S. Representative Mo Brooks have legal standing to sue. The lawsuit claims another state could gain a congressional seat at Alabama's expense if the census includes large numbers of people living in the U.S. illegally. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, you told me over time, this time of year is swarming season here in South Alabama.
It is. It's upon us. And, you know, just because they're swarming, termites work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Typically during swarm season, you'll see them because they're flying around at nighttime. You'll see them inside the house. For one, I would say turn the lights off on the porch, close your blinds if you're not expecting company, and limit that light source. Swarmer is not the one that does the damage to the wood. It's the reproductive of the colony, and just means that they're in the vicinity of the home. Not necessarily that you have a particular problem. It just depends on how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them. I mean, if you call and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or I've got them piled up in a particular room, or I see them coming out of a wall, then you definitely have a problem. But if you're just seeing a few here or there, it's that time of the season, and they're going to find their way in. The best thing to do is, you know, we can send a home evaluator out to check out the situation. And then what we'll do is come in and install the Centricon baiting system on the home. You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
The U.S. Navy says a Russian destroyer intentionally came within 50 to 100 feet of an American missile cruiser in international waters in the Philippine Sea this morning. Correspondent Frederick Plytkin in St. Petersburg, Russia, says the Navy is furious.
They're saying, quote, "We consider Russia's actions during the interaction as unsafe and unprofessional and not in accordance with the international regulations for preventing collisions at sea, the rules of the road, and internationally recognized maritime customs."
American and Mexican negotiators making progress in reaching a trade agreement that would keep the U.S. from imposing 5% tariffs on Mexican goods on Monday, says correspondent John Lawrence.
U.S. officials are moving ahead with plans to place a tariff on Mexico. Mercedes Schlapp is the White House's Director of Strategic Communications.
What Mexico's offering is not enough. We need to see more coming from Mexico.
But leaders on both sides, including the President of Mexico, say a pre-deadline agreement is possible.
Theresa May to resign as leader of the Conservative Party today. She'll stay on as Prime Minister in a caretaker role. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Google plans to charge $10 a month to access mostly older video games through its new Stadia cloud streaming service, an offering that analysts expect to face difficulty in standing out among rivals. The service will be available in 14 countries in November, including the U.S. Analysts say the key to whether Stadia is a success will rest on how many new blockbusters Google will ultimately sell through the service, in addition to the quality of its technology. Miramax owner BN Media Group is said to be shopping a stake in the studio, which produced popular and critically acclaimed films such as Pulp Fiction and Shakespeare in Love, to potential buyers. The Wall Street Journal says Qatar-based BN is seeking a deal that would value Miramax at $650 million. It's trying to sell as much as 50% of the studio. Crude oil up 46 cents at $53.05 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranted buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60 foot building for less than $25,000, or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space, and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635, FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so the rain is entrenched, not even just afternoon-wise. It rained overnight. Both counties getting a little bit, but some areas getting more rain than others yesterday.
Areas closer to the coast really picked up the rain in the last 24 to 48 hours. Just yesterday alone, Fairhope was nearly 3 inches, and we have totals almost double that in areas in south of Baldwin County. And that's going to be the pattern today with some of the heavier rains occurring near the coast. This morning, a line of showers developed right across the middle of Mobile Bay and right into the eastern shore, and Faro picked up almost another inch of rain just between 5 and 5:30. But we're going to see showers developing as the day progresses, as it warms up, and that those showers will kind of stream from southwest to northeast across our area. It's all due, again, to upper air disturbances, as well as all that moisture coming in from the Gulf, and also a surface low-pressure area now located in northern Mississippi. We can look for periods of showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we'll see some scattered showers, low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, another round of showers and a few thunderstorms, with most of that activity occurring during the mid and afternoon hours. As for the rest of the weekend, a little bit of an improvement on Sunday. We'll call it partly cloudy with a few scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and up to around 90 humid degrees. And as we start next week, things get a little better. Some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity Monday, upper 80s. Tuesday, just isolated showers and highs in the mid-80s. So we're going to dry out as we get into the middle part of the week.
All right, but we got to get there first.
Yes.
So these, you know, yesterday we had at least a signature of a possible waterspout or tornado coming off the bay, coming into Baldwin County. You said severe thunderstorms to be expected here, straight line winds. What kind of chance do we have down here in this neck of the woods on tornadic activity?
Don't really expect any tornado activity. There is the possibility that a few of the thunderstorms this afternoon could become severe, that is, with some strong gusty winds. And but most of it, just heavy downpours, such as occurred in the last hour or so on the eastern shore, and a lot of rain coming down in a short period of time. So look for that this afternoon, and it'll taper off a bit tonight, although we will see a few showers around that can produce some heavy rain. And then we'll start over again tomorrow.
Get ready for that. All right, Dr. Bill, and should I ask, elsewhere in the tropics, anything you're watching?
That's the good news. Right now it's quiet all across the Atlantic and the Caribbean. This time of the year, if we see any kind of activity, it's usually the Western Caribbean or in the Gulf of Mexico, particularly the Western Gulf, as we saw over the last few days with a weak disturbance that is really still affecting us in the way of all the moisture coming up in our area.
All right, Dr. Bill, check back next hour for a weekend weather scale and more details on the rain ahead.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, from the text line, this is good. From our buddy Hal said, I first saw Dr. John in Biloxi back in 72. Didn't really understand what he was doing.
He probably wasn't alone.
But it was cool. Saw him many times after that. My favorite being at the fairgrounds after Katrina. He has family here. Maybe I had heard that before, but Hal, can you give me details? See, Dr. John has kinfolk here in South Alabama. Also, I text here said, Dr. John was a student of, listen to this, Dalton, this is from the text line. You've heard, Dalton has to get little music lessons from me during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And the texter says, Dr. John was a student of Professor Longhair.
Ah.
How many times have I told you about Professor Longhair? He's talking about the syncopated piano style that Dr. John was famous for. And, of course, that coming from Professor Longhair, which is, people think they hear Professor Longhair a whole bunch during Mardi Gras, but that New Orleans flavor, that mm-hmm. North Gulf Coast flavor, and a real loss with Dr. John. He was a, like Hal said in the text, he was one of a kind. Isn't that a nice way? Like mother would often say, well, that's, I would do something, and mom would say, well, that's different. That's different, son. That's different. All right. Also, it is National Donut Day.
All right.
National Donut Day. We'll talk in detail about donuts and maybe even eat some coming up in just a little bit. Favorite types of donuts, be thinking about yours. I've got the national stats on the three top flavors, styles of donuts. I don't know if you call them a flavor or style.
Do donut holes count, or do they have their own day?
Let's see. Doesn't look like donut holes are represented today.
They have their own day.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, 6:40 coming right back. Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how to get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accident. You got a car out of gas eastbound on the Bayway near the Battleship Parkway. No delays now. Traffic flow looks good so far as you're traveling across over towards Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. Also checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good morning, TGIF. To you, my friends. Here's what you need to know when it comes to our police blotter. One person's been shot here in the Port City, sustaining possible life-threatening injuries. Shooting happened on Spring Grove in West Mobile Thursday morning just before 6 a.m. Police did release a statement saying that they could confirm a male victim was found suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was transported to the hospital with possible life-threatening injuries. That investigation is still ongoing. And more information this morning regarding a recent shooting on Ann Street. One man has been arrested and identified as 33-year-old Damian Collins. Not sure, gentlemen, if you've seen his mugshot.
Mm-mm.
He's heavily bandaged.
Mm-mm.
I'm not quite sure what that's all about.
Like a mummy?
Kinda, sorta, yeah. He's right now being held at Metro Jail on a second-degree assault charge. Police say that just after 11 p.m. on Wednesday, that's where they responded to the area of North Ann Street. They were responding to multiple gunshots being heard in that area. They were able to locate a male victim who was suffering from being shot multiple times. Good news that those wounds were non-life-threatening. That victim was transported to the hospital. But again, if you see this mugshot, matter of fact, I will tweet it out for you.
Okay.
So you can see it. It's very interesting because you kind of wonder, was that put on for a sympathy? Like,
oh, okay.
From a sympathy standpoint? Uh-huh.
Sympathy bandages.
Right. Or did he get into some sort of altercation prior to being...
Possibly
arrested?
Made earlier bad choices.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm no judge. I'm just giving you the news. So we'll keep you posted on that. And the next news update, we're going to talk to you about Cuba, or if you would like to say Cuba.
Cuba.
When it comes to your possible cruise options and how they've changed thus far. And National Donut Day, we'll share with you our favorite donuts as well. That was going to be a story, but I'll just...
Well, still, I hadn't done the story yet.
No.
I hadn't done the story. You can still do the story.
There's room for a lot of donut stories.
We can all do the story, okay?
I just want to put it out there. I'm sure you will not like my donut options.
Probably not.
Yeah, they're probably too bland for you.
Oh, no. We'll get into it.
Okay.
All right. 644 FM Talk 106.5. Quickly, I mentioned this before you head out on your next fishing trip.
Yes.
Think about it. Could always be worse, no matter if the captain, whatever story out of Florida.
No.
Big surprise. Florida charter captain was arrested for boating under the influence of alcohol after reportedly threatening and holding his passengers hostage while on a 12-hour fishing trip over the weekend. Captain was also allegedly under the influence of drugs along with the alcohol during the trip.
What a nightmare.
Story from Fox News. Captain Mark Bailey, 36, was hired by Carlo Lopero, 35 years old, for a day-long fishing excursion in the Sarasota area. Lopero paid $2,000 for the trip and brought his friends and family, according to the Herald Tribune. However,
right.
7 hours into the fishing trip, when the group was nearly 60 miles offshore, things became violent. According to the Herald Tribune, the son of one of the passengers, Jason Rialmo, 15, went to get a beer for his uncle, Lopero, from the captain's pail on the second deck of the small charter boat. Bailey allegedly told the teen to put it back, but Rialmo Jr. thought he was joking and brought the beverage back down to the group. Bailey reportedly followed Rialmo Jr. and grabbed him by the necklace, which broke. Lopero then purportedly got into an argument with the captain and began yelling and screaming before the other passengers intervened. You can see that there's problems on both sides.
Now, right. You don't touch a man's beer.
Right. Well, you've got the captain who can't, he's going to lose his captain's license. Now, you can't have looked at alcohol if you have a captain's license and be running an operation.
So there's problem number one.
Yeah, problem number one. Problem number two is the 15-year-old that grabs a beer and doesn't listen to the adult. Mm-hmm. And then they start yelling and screaming at a captain. You probably watch enough movies that the captain is the boss.
Yeah, he's kind of focused. Right?
And then it gets physical.
Yes.
He's under the age. Let's keep that in mind.
That's right.
15.
The passenger's trying to... And he was going to take it to his uncle,
But he could have taken a swig before he passed it off.
Passengers tried to get the captain to return to shore about 2:45 in the afternoon, but Bailey continued to steer the boat another 10 to 15 miles out.
Uh-oh.
According to the passenger's police reports, Bailey was drinking beer and rum during the trip. This is the captain. One passenger claims to have seen the captain snorting cocaine, and another alleged he was smoking a joint. Now, that may be piling on. I don't know. Maybe it is that bad. At one point during the trip, the captain, Bailey, allegedly called Christopher Gaffery, 23, up to the second deck and threatened him by saying, "I have a 9mm, and if I want, I will pull a bullet in each of your heads and leave you out here."
Goodness.
The group said they considered overtaking the captain, but his gun prevented them from doing so as they feared being injured. Bailey allegedly shot his handgun approximately 6 times while they were on the boat. Bailey finally started heading back to shore, but once they made it within 10 miles of Sarasota, he reportedly continued to start going in circles. However, Jeffrey Jr. was able to get a cell signal, told his family what was happening, called 911 and the Coast Guard. 2.5 hours after Jeffrey Jr. was able to place a call, about 1 a.m., Bailey finally steered the boat back to the dock. Sarasota police and Coast Guard officers were on shore waiting to take Bailey into custody. According to Herald Tribune, he resisted arrest.
No.
Kicked a patrol car door while he's being handcuffed. Lopero, who reportedly had hired Bailey in the past, had never had any issues, was upset when Bailey was released on a $620 bond. Lopero said, "I just expect to take my family and friends out like I do every year on June 1st. I wasn't planning on being in fear of my life for 17 hours. So there you go. Next time you go grab a charter boat trip, just remember, it could be worse.
Did they let him clean the catch before?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they.
Before he went home?
Yeah, they probably had to fillet their own fish. All right, 6:48, right back.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you are issued a 3M earplug and served in the military from 2003 to 2015, and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Let's go fishing.
Kayak fishing is the perfect way to get on the water fast and easy. Most kayaks float in only 6 inches of water and hold up to 350 pounds. So you can pack all your gear, put in almost anywhere, and have all you need and still have room for your catch. These personal watercraft get you to places where regular boats can't. Get right up under that tree or protected cove where you can see the fish, but you couldn't get before, You can take it to deep water or ride the surf. Yellowhammer Fishing of Theodore has kayaks, paddle boards, and every accessory you want for a fun, successful day of fishing or paddling. Yellowhammer Fishing is Mobile's only local kayak and accessory dealer with names like Kaku, Riptide, and Vibe, as well as Sea Tug carts, kayak trailers, jet ski trailers, and a whole lot more. Listen, if you're not fishing from a kayak, you should be. Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks is now in Theodore, next door to Hood's. They'll get you on the water and catching fish today. Visit Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook. Search Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks. The Blues win in Boston, the Eagles lock up their quarterback for years, and the Atlanta Braves signed a new starting pitcher. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 in Game 5 in Boston to take a 3-2 series lead. Boston fans not happy with officiating last night. They shouldn't be happy with Blues goalie Jordan Binnington, who made 38 saves. And Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron both scored for the Blues in the win. With one more victory, St. Louis can win the franchise's first championship. They'll get the chance in Game 6 in St. Louis on Sunday night. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles locked up franchise quarterback Carson Wentz yesterday. The Eagles and the second overall pick in 2016 agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension that'll run through 2024. ESPN reports the extension is worth $128 million, with a max value of $144 million and an NFL record of more than $107 million guaranteed. In MLB free agency, the Atlanta Braves and starting pitcher Dallas Keuchel came to terms on a contract yesterday. Yahoo Sports' Tim Brown reported that Keuchel's deal is worth $13 million for 1 year. Keuchel won the 2015 AL Cy Young Award. He went 12-11 last year for the Houston Astros and made two postseason starts with a 3.6 ERA. Tonight's Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors currently lead the series 2-1 and would put the Warriors on the ropes with another win in Oakland tonight. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr announced that star forward Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover from a right calf injury, but swingman Klay Thompson is expected to return after missing Game 3 because of a hamstring injury. On the PGA Tour, Keegan Bradley shot a bogey-free 7-under par 63 yesterday to grab the lead at the RBC Canadian Open. A group of five golfers are one shot behind Bradley, with a group of eight golfers two shots behind the leader. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, been a perfect start to our Friday morning. We've had a couple accidents already moved out of the roadways. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. For the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, looks good from Old Pass Cagoula, Three Notch and Schillinger. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow morning, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
6:55 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Carnival Cruise Lines, one of the many names, notable names, that is, when it comes to cruise liners being impacted by new restrictions put in place by the Trump administration, as many people having to cancel their trips to Cuba and offering onboard credits or refunds in the wake of these changes. On June 4th, the Treasury Department announced that they were ending the Obama-era policy of allowing, quote, group people-to-people educational travel to Cuba. The announcement from the Commerce Department specifically bans cruise ship travel to Cuba effective June 5th. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says, quote, this administration has made a strategic decision to reverse the loosening of sanctions and other restrictions on the Cuban regime. These actions will help to keep U.S. dollars out of the hands of Cuban military, intelligence, and security services. So, Sean, Dalton, if you're thinking, well, what do I do if I have, you know, tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of those trips have been canceled. I mean, people have booked months, sometimes years in advance. They're canceled. People are being offered onboard credit. I'm not sure how that works if you're not still taking the trip to Cuba, but
you go somewhere else and...
Yeah, but maybe that was your thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? So here's what you need to know. Norwegian Cruise Line, Viking, MSC, those are some of the other cruise liners that are impacted. Of course, we're talking about Carnival because we have a port here, and sometimes our friends leave from here and go elsewhere. So all 2019 sailing plan for Cuba will have alternative ports in the Caribbean. Guests have the option of canceling and receiving a full refund or keeping their sailing date with the new itinerary and receive a 50% refund. A local city is going to the dogs. Well, not literally, but a new dog park's coming to Bay Minette. I love this story. It's going to go up near the tennis courts at the municipal pool complex on Bradley Avenue. This is for small and large dogs. Watering
what
stations
about
are there.
Medium dogs?
Mediums are not.
Not allowed.
But hey, watering stations are there for the doggies and benches there for the owners. All thanks to the support of the city of Bay Minette, North Baldwin Utilities, and private donations. But if you'd like to help with more beautification happening at the park when it comes to more improvements, you can donate to the city of Bay Minette. They want to hear from you.
Are they really calling it Bark Minette, or was that a joke?
No.
The Bark Minette Dog Park.
You know, we'll have to go and see.
Bark Minette.
Yeah, it's the Bay Minette Dog Park. But maybe if you speak really fast.
No medium,
like
but
it.
No medium. Small and large, but no
I know.
Medium.
That's some sort of ism happening right there. Because, like, what about the Huskies? Husky dogs.
Yes, are they?
The full-figured.
Yes, husky. you don't actually mean the huskies,
husky. No.
Like the actual dog husky. You mean like Sears used to qualify size as husky.
Yes.
The chubbies.
Those who want to partake in National Donut Day.
That's right. We will talk about that coming up after the news and also get you the latest in traffic coming up with Kane. And Dr. Bills has our weekend weather scale on the way and a look at possible severe weather over the next couple of days.